So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I miss Heavy D. May he rest in peace. Yeah, back in the day before he was famous, he actually used to perform at the New Rochelle Roller Rink, downtown New Rochelle. Doesn't exist anymore, obviously, because roller rinks disappeared. But yeah, Heavy D and the
Boys.
My man, Pots and Pants. Nice job on that. 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Great to have you here. We got the commissioner of Major League Baseball in studio at 4:30 this afternoon. No questions disallowed. No questions disallowed.
It's all up for grabs.
Anything you want to ask.
Okay.
Anything you want to know. By the way, if there's a manner, is there a way, I know I've been gone for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way for listeners to like send you guys questions they'd want the commissioner to be asked? Because there's a chance in a 30-minute interview that there's some pressing issue that maybe one of us failed to ask or forgot to ask. I know Evan's got a recorded question coming. I don't know what that question is. That's my deal with him, that he can record one question. I'm not going to listen to it first, and we'll play that for the commish, so I have no problem with that. But is there a way for people to reach out to anyone else or no?
Well, I mean,
or just trust us to do our jobs, I guess?
We could put out a tweet asking for questions and have people respond to that tweet.
Yeah, but then that becomes dangerous. You know, you have to weed through all the crap. Like, why'd you pick Big Mac? How come his name's not on the show?
How come his name? It's a travesty.
Why are you coming back
again?
Yeah. Aren't you in prison? Like, people say things.
Well,
they're not very nice.
No.
They are not.
On social media,
not very nice.
No.
Here's JJ, JR in Lake George. JR, what's cooking, buddy?
Oh, Heavy D.
Yeah.
That's old school, man. Old school like me. Old school Jets fan.
There you go.
It's just terrible. You know what?
Wow.
I think this McDonald coming in to coach offense with our three running backs, Davis, Braylon, and Breece, the way they catch balls, this offense coordinator don't have a clue. I'm telling you, we got three of the best backs in the league. I don't think people realize that.
I'm sorry, sir. Which team are you talking about that's got the three best backs in the league?
The Jets.
Is that right? And who are they again?
Isaiah Davis, Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis, and Breece Hall. If they were coached up right, they could all catch balls out of the backfield.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
By the way, I happen to like Braylon Allen as a short yardage guy. Obviously, Breece Hall is an upper echelon running back. But remember this. Right now, in the moment, Breece Hall's not playing for the Jets.
No.
Now, I know this talk of, could you tag him and all that? I don't think the Jets are going to tag him. Because the tag, last time I checked, I think it's about $13 million.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be off by a million there.
Yeah, it depends on
ballpark, right?
For the running back position,
I think it's 13.
Yeah, it's
it's in that area.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not a terrible.
And by the way, you could do a 1-year deal. You tag him, he gets his $12 or $13 million. You could do it again if you wanted to. There's been no inclination one way or the other that I've heard. Obviously, they love Breece. They respect him.
Yeah.
It'd be smart to bring him back if the cap number works at running back. But I would prepare yourself for Breece Hall not being a Jet.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that he's not a Jet. I mean, we'll see. There's the two different kind of tags they could place on him. I don't know if they're going to want to do that for him with where they are. I mean, you do need talent on the team. I get that. But
yeah. I also think it's much easier to find a running back in the draft than almost any other position.
That's the thing for me.
Yes.
Like, are you expecting to win next year? And if so, I mean,
and by the way,
if not, why are you going to tag a running back?
Just even if you excuse,
make things easy for a young quarterback? I guess I get that. But
if you excuse the time it took, as you showed, the recovery from injury, you know, Breece Hall's been here. And I know,
long time.
And they've never won with Breece Hall. And I'm not blaming Breece Hall for that. Obviously, he's a very good upper echelon back and was a steal in that draft, I thought, when they got him. But, you know, he is part of a unit that has been embarrassingly bad. While it's not only his fault, you haven't won with the guy.
No, and he's been
so what's our attachment to Breece Hall?
And he's been kind of public about his unhappiness more than any other player. There's been a lot of these guys, like, before Sauce and Wilson got paid, they were kind of like, we want to be part of this.
Right.
Breece has kind of been, I mean, he said that at times, but he has been openly tweeting in public about his unhappiness with the organization.
His career is going to be shorter than theirs because of the position.
No,
but
absolutely.
Here's the weird thing. As I'm saying it, I'm saying to myself, well, let me give Muji a little credit. If you knew, and maybe he didn't, that you're not going to tag Breece Hall or give him a multi-year contract, then why didn't you trade him? Because if you're not going to bring him back next year, whether it's a new contract or the one-year tag, then you should have traded him to get a draft pick for him to try to build up the team with younger guys moving forward.
Yeah, we
that wouldn't make sense.
No,
right?
We discussed it at the time. Why didn't they trade him? Why'd they stop with Breece Hall? We all assumed as the trades were happening and the Sauce and Williams, then you're like, well, here comes Breece. It only made sense, but they didn't end up doing that. I think they want to keep him. I think they want to try and convince him to take a three-year deal. I don't think they're going to be able to do that, and they might have to tag him if they want. But I think sometimes these teams, especially when you have a coach, right, and everything is – you could only do so much. If you get rid of all of the talent on your team, they weren't expecting to finish the season the way they finished the season. They were hoping that there would be some moments, some juice.
Yeah.
And if you trade Breece Hall, I mean, you knew Wilson was hurt.
Right.
What do you have offensively? You're playing cook.
And not just that. What reason are you giving your fans to want
to
go?
Like, right.
I mean, we go because we're cheap. But
they did it. The Giants did the same thing with Saquon. Like, what are you going to get for him? A third round pick? Is a third round pick worth losing all interest in your season and having no offense?
Would have been better than watching him go to Philly and win a Super Bowl. I can tell you that right now, as you well know.
I'm different on that.
What do you got in that coffee cup? Not coffee.
No.
What do you got there? What are we drinking?
Bubblegum vodka. Like
everybody. Well, why don't you share it with me? Like, you didn't even offer. Like, you're drinking there, chugging it down you make your own moonshine in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I don't even get like, hey, Craigie, you want a little moonshine?
No.
Nothing.
Only one of us can.
Got it. Okay.
I'm preparing for my interview.
Because I'm driving.
I'm preparing for my interview.
There you go.
Getting up the courage.
Tell the commissioner that Big Mac's got some bubblegum vodka in him.
I'm preparing for all the disrespectful questions Evan's been putting in my ear for the last 2 weeks.
You know, I find that offensive, by the way.
What's
like
that?
You know,
and
baseball.
I'm drinking water, by the way.
Here's the difference between you and Evan.
Yeah.
And I was telling someone this morning, as a matter of fact, I would back you in a baseball trivia quiz against Evan. And I have great respect for Evan. His recall of historical moments is way beyond his age. I think you've got that too. The difference between you guys, I figured it out, is that you don't feel the need to prove to everybody how much you know. And Evan, because he had a tough childhood being beaten up all those times, he feels the need to prove to everybody that he's smarter than them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
I think that's a fair, I would tell you, Evan's pretty good with baseball.
He's as good as anyone I've ever met, but I think you're right there.
I appreciate
that. I think you hold your own.
I think I would hold my own against him. But, I mean, Evan, I've always said Evan is as good, you know, sports-wise, especially baseball, as anyone here.
Am I backing you or not?
Yes, you're backing me.
Because it seems like you're saying Evan's better than you.
Well, I'm just telling
you. That's what I'm hearing.
No, Evan's very good. Evan knows.
Is he better than you?
Is he better than me at what? What are we better than?
I'll be the game show host.
Yeah.
We'll play like...
Trivia?
Like a trivia-type thing, yeah. You're on one side.
Yeah.
He's on the other side. Yeah. Who wins?
I don't know.
Baseball Jeopardy. Who wins?
I'm not going to be that guy. You just praised me for not being that guy. Now I got to be that guy and beat my chest and say I'd wipe the floor with that.
Just tell me you're a little bit better.
I'm a little bit better.
That's all I need to hear.
There you go.
All right, great. We're going to do that.
I'm sure we are.
It's going to be great. Baseball Jeopardy. You know, like it's like March 12th when there's nothing going on. And I'm saying to myself, why did I come back?
What are you talking about? We got
Baseball Jeopardy Classic
March 12th.
Is that when it is?
I think so. It's got to be somewhere around there.
Well, ask the commissioner about that.
Well, ask the commissioner about the WBC.
Now I've got a question.
There you go. Write it down.
There you go.
Judge is the captain. Let's go.
Which country?
The United States of America.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Here's Paul in Sound Beach on the fan. Paul,
captain
what's
America.
Up, kid?
Hey, dude. Good to talk to you guys.
You too.
Anyway, two things. One,
south of the border is actually the border of South and North Carolina.
That's what I said, between the Carolinas.
All right, great. He got it right.
There's funny signs. When you drive down, there's funny signs. There's Pedro, who's a parrot, and he has a Mexican hat, and he has like, don't be a loser, let us be evil wiener, all that funny thing. But more importantly, when you go to Bucky's, it's in Florence, South Carolina, right off 95.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In addition to the wall of jerky, which is unbelievable, they have a counter with all the jerky there that they make, and you can get the taste, whichever ones you want, and you can buy like a quarter pound, 2 ounces, a pound.
No, it's Bucky's place.
You would go crazy.
It's incredible.
I love it.
And I have been to, because we've driven to Disney several times, I've stopped at all these places.
Yeah.
Bucky's is... unlike...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Anything I've ever experienced. There's a wall of jerky. There is a fried chicken and fries section. There is literally a they're doing all the barbecue. They have like five or six people like cutting it up, cooking it, and they yell things and the bell rings and they got like a whole show they're putting
Love
on.
It.
And then you go to the bathroom, Craig. When I swear you could eat that brisket off the bathroom floor.
Come on.
I have stopped at, you know, truck stops and bathroom stops and gas stations. Up and down the East Coast going to Disney. You walk in, the nicest bathroom
really?
Is hard to breathe in. That's the nicest.
Right.
You walk into Bucky's, I swear to God, you thought you were in Buckingham Palace.
Wow.
It is unbelievable.
But we gotta go on a road trip to Bucky's.
Telling you, I could not tell you more how much I love Bucky's.
Plus, people may know, we're rebuilding the studios.
Yeah.
I think I've got enough juice here. Wall of jerky.
I think that's a great idea.
In our studio.
That's a great idea.
Our future studio. Much like the Yankees have a wall of candy.
Right.
If you ever sit in like the really expensive front row seats, they got a full wall of candy, which
ring,
I love.
Ring pop on your
yes,
way to the seats.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely right. Here's Bob in Freehold, New Jersey. Bobby, what's going on, kiddo?
How you doing? If you want to get a flamethrower, I actually got them from Amazon, the ones that you attach to like the propane tanks.
Yeah,
They ship about... maybe 6 feet, though. If you want to get like the really big ones at a gun show there, but they're pretty expensive for those.
Like ballpark, how much money are we talking about for the real thing?
I'm thinking about $600.
All right, well, Big Mac can go 50-50 with me on that. So $300 for me, I'm all in.
What am I going to go hit 50-50?
Because you're going to get joy out of my joy.
Are we going to share the flamethrower?
No.
Well, that's what I thought.
But I'm going to send you videos of me using the flamethrower to scare my neighbors away.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds
you have any great. Neighbors?
I do.
You want a flamethrower for your birthday?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
All right. I would have gotten you one.
Thank you.
You can borrow mine. Anytime you want.
I'll know where to go.
You can borrow mine.
Yeah.
By the way, are you still selling that lawnmower?
Sold.
It is sold. Damn it.
That thing is gone.
Damn it. I wanted that.
Sold it to like my brother-in-law's brother for, you know, a good deal.
Yeah, it was like a legit John Deere 360 mower, right?
It was a legit John Deere mower.
Yeah, here's Calvin in Washington Heights. Calvin, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, Craig, I have an excellent question that I would love for you to ask the commissioner.
Yeah, go ahead.
The World Baseball Classic is coming up, which I'm super excited. Two of the best, two favorites teams, basically, Dominican Republic and Japan and the United States.
Yeah.
U.S. has the best pitching. DR has the dream team lineup. He should make the World Baseball Classic's final, the best out of the three, instead of just one game. You know, it'll be great to see, like, Terrence Gubel against Christopher Sanchez game one, and then you see all the superstars and both teams play with the pitching. Obviously, pitching is great for the USA because they have the best pitching, but the DR has, like, the amazing dream team, and people can just see it for two. It's going to bring a lot of revenue for the MLB this year because Miami tickets already sold out. I'm there March 11th. Sold out stadium already.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sold out.
I think the WBC is an awesome event, and I've got to be honest with you. Thanks for the call, Cal. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll bring it up with the commission. I'm sure they're very proud of it, and they're going to want to promote it. I get jealous sometimes watching the celebrations and the joy that these other, especially Latin American countries, have, whether it's Colombia, the Dominican, obviously, which got a stacked team, Venezuela, etc. I feel like I can't say we're doing something wrong, but the joy that those people get at a baseball game and the drums and the horns and, you know, the gals dancing and every pitch is an event, I'm jealous of that. I don't know why we don't have that same kind of connection and love affair with live baseball.
Yeah.
Because when I watch them, like, if baseball was like that every night, and maybe there's too many games, blah, 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 and, you know, people in Cincinnati are stupid, so they, you know, it'd be whatever, that, you know, the whole thing.
That skyline chili.
Right, it'd be like that. Who couldn't fall in love with that, right? Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I think you're right, though. It's 162. It's more of a laid-back sport. I don't know if you can muster the enthusiasm to get that.
Again, and
like
it's
for a tournament
event,
like this, yeah, you can.
But I feel like even when you see some of this, like, winter ball stuff that happens, and, like, great players like Soto, whomever, and they go back to their home country, and they participate in a handful of games, it seems like every game, whether it's Mexico, Dominican, wherever it is, every game's a party and an event. And I miss that. I'm jealous of that.
I can see that. I'm jealous of it. Japan is like that, too. I don't know if you said Japan, but Japan's like that, too.
Japan's pretty similar,
they are.
Right?
They are. They absolutely are. So, yeah, we don't have that enthusiasm in baseball.
But you know what's weird
about
it?
I've never been, and I'm not the biggest fan of, you know, but the
You're not a World Baseball Classic guy?
The Savannah Bananas.
Love the Bananas.
I don't know if the crowd is somewhat similar to that. Do they kind of have an atmosphere
Yes. They also play a lot of great music throughout the game, and the players, obviously, are interacting like Harlem Globetrotter style, but it is a great event. Mm-hmm. Like, they put on an event. It's awesome. You remember my buddy Cody Decker?
Sure, of course.
He got asked to play for them, and he's not going to, but that's more about, we happen to be playing baseball, but are really putting on a show.
Right.
As opposed to, like, the World Baseball Classic is, the show is baseball.
Right.
Right? And what I'm trying to figure out is, and I have to point the finger at us, and the mirror has to be at us. Why is it that American kids don't grow up with that same passion, right? It's like DNA, right? That kind of love for being at a baseball game that Latin American countries, and I guess Japan does. I wish we had that.
Yeah,
we're missing out.
I don't necessarily think it's not the love. I just don't know if we just culturally don't handle it the same.
But here's what's worse: you're a huge baseball guy.
Yeah,
and I know Met fans are upset because of the Diaz injury a couple years back.
Well, that's the
and
thing.
You don't love it either. How could you not love it? I love it. I gotta be honest. I like the World Baseball Classic more than a Yankee game in April.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
It's more fun.
It's but it doesn't mean as much to me personally. It's much like the in-season tournament with the NBA. It's a made-up thing. I get it.
Yeah.
It creates good baseball. The players are interested in it, and it seems like Team USA certainly is trying to go win it this year, and as a lot of guys have committed to it, including Aaron Judge, who turned it down last time. And I'll watch it because I like good baseball.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm not invested. It's not the Olympics. It's a made-up thing.
It's America versus the world.
Yeah, I understand that in a made-up tournament to help, you know, Major League Baseball make money.
But anytime America's on display, you have to watch and root.
Do you not? I don't have to watch. I root.
You're going to watch the World Cup when America plays? You're damn right you are, if you're a good American.
I'm going to watch the World Cup game?
Yeah,
no,
that's right.
I'm probably not.
You're not going to watch World Cup soccer that's on American soil with America playing?
I'll watch, like, the finals and maybe the semifinals.
Oh, shame on you. Shame on you.
I don't think
you're a lousy American, is what that is.
I don't know why you would go that far, because I'm not rooting for them. I'll root for them.
Yeah.
I'll root for them. I'll hope they win.
Is that right?
And then the second they lose, I go, oh, shucks.
So it's like an inconvenience more than anything.
It's not an inconvenience.
It is.
No.
It's like, them losing is shoot, honey, I got to watch America participate on the global stage.
Nope.
I love it. I can't get enough. We need more of it.
Good.
You're probably not an Olympic guy either. Hate the Olympics. Right? Hate it.
I don't hate it. Disinterested. Yep.
Disinterested?
Yeah, I don't really watch.
So let me ask you a question. When the NBA does, as they're doing this All-Star game, when the NBA finally does my idea of 10 years ago, USA versus the world, no interest?
No, not really.
What?
Why?
Because it's USA
right.
versus the world.
And I hope USA wins. Don't get
me wrong.
But
you don't care if they lose?
No, not really.
What?
What happens? What happens if they lose?
We get embarrassed.
If you don't care, how can you be embarrassed?
You won't be embarrassed.
There you go.
I'll be
That's
embarrassed
a good
for
rule
you.
Of life.
Oh, what? That is
don't
so depressing.
Don't care so you
today.
Don't get embarrassed.
It's a good way to live through
life. It's
like the Al Bundy way to live through life.
Listen, I will watch the game. I will root for America. And I'll probably get into a game or two. But it's not. I'm not going to be invested. Like when the Yankees lose to the Blue Jays, I'm freaking, you can't talk
in
to me
April?
For 3 days. Even in, well
I'd be
at
more
the end.
Upset. If we lose to the Dominican Republic, a stacked team, people say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be upset for a couple days.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to be very upset. I am. I'm gonna want a new coach, a new manager.
Yeah.
I want different players. Yeah, it's gonna come a thing for me. We should win every worldwide event
sure.
all the time.
I like that idea, and I will root for that to happen.
But
if it doesn't,
you won't be bothered by it.
No, probably
can't
not.
Be bothered by it.
No. Yeah. What are you serious? Like, is that what we should do the next day? Take calls. Mark DeRosa needs to go. He can't be the manager next year. The
that's
baseball.
What we're gonna do.
You think so?
Is he the manager?
Yes.
Fire
See,
him.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Andy Pettit's involved. I think
Andy
he's the pitcher.
Andy Pettit, Mr.
The
steroid himself. Yes. Yeah. That guy will cheat to win. That's my kind of guy. Yeah.
He was trying to get back on the field.
Sure he was.
He was trying
and
to
you,
get back on the field.
You sheep bought that story.
It's true.
Yeah, like I was selling you cotton candy.
He's the one guy it's different about. Everybody else, they're a bunch of cheaters, not but my Andy.
I like the fact he's on the coaching staff because if we got to take a couple blue pills, we'll take them pills to win this thing. I like that. He's all about winning. I respect all about winning.
That's all he does.
Clemens, pitching coach?
I don't know.
Barry Bonds, the hitting coach?
I don't know if Bonds is involved. I know DeRosa's
you know
the manager.
You know full well Bonds is not involved.
I don't know that.
Right.
I
mean, of course you do.
No, he's been involved. He was the Marlins, right? He was the Marlins hitting coach for a little bit, short term.
Yeah, he was maybe 7, 8 years ago, right?
Yeah, he's gotten involved. I have no idea, but I know Mark DeRosa's the manager. I know Andy's involved. I think he's the pitching coach, but I'm not positive.
Do we
so
like
I've been
Mark?
Rooting for them.
Do we like Mark DeRosa
as
the manager?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
I like Mark.
You support that?
Yes.
I'm just glad they didn't tell us that it was going to be Joe Torre or something,
right?
You know, because of his age. That would be unfair to him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that.
No, I don't think he does. No. He works for baseball still.
Yep.
Yeah, still very active. Give him that.
Love me some Joe.
Here's Matt in East Isabel, the fan. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Craigie, what's up? C-Mac, what's going on?
What's going on, bud?
Not much. I have 2 points. One on Buc-ee's, just because you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can order the Beaver Nuggets, by the way, and get some for Craigie in the studio. The Beaver Nuggets are tremendous.
Yeah, the Beaver Nuggets are like a...
I assume they're beaver balls?
No,
is that what they
not.
Are? Like beaver testicles or something?
Well,
not really.
No.
Not
you can tell the kids that and have some fun with it. But no,
I
it
don't
is,
want them.
It is... No, it's like a corn pop.
Yeah.
Kind
it's very
thing.
Good.
Right.
Yeah, like a caramel. It's very
it's like,
good.
It's like
anyway.
Yeah, what, a kettle corn pop.
I don't like kettle corn, but all right.
Okay.
I'm good.
You'll like it. Anyway,
I'll eat some beaver
good.
Balls.
They're good. Nuggets, beaver nuggets.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the Giants, why I think they may have the edge with Harbaugh is a couple things. One, they, after interviewing Antonio Pierce tomorrow, they'll have satisfied the Rooney Rule, which
Correct.
They'll be the first team to do that.
Correct.
So I think once you get Harbaugh in the door – the Dolphins will be behind in that sense. So I think
That's
you
right.
may have the advantage there over the whole Chad Alexander thing and GM thing. And I think at the end of the day, whether he wants Joe Shane or not, ownership, this may be, unfortunately, Tom Mara's last decision to make. And this is Tom Coughlin 2.0. So I think they're not going to let him out of the door, just based off
well,
of that.
I think that's you're thinking the right way. That's how this should go. I give the Giants credit. We questioned it yesterday. They've come up big. They Raheem Morris interviewed. Antonio Pierce is going to be interviewed. So they've now satisfied the Rooney Rule, which is very smart. the Dolphins having just fired Mike McDaniel today, obviously they could very quickly catch up and do the same exact thing and interview guys.
And he's already out. He is not meeting. He's taking his daughter back to college.
Like Harbaugh.
Harbaugh is not meeting with anyone until after the weekend.
Right, which, again, that does not negatively impact the Giants 100%.
No, but by the end of the weekend, theoretically, Miami could have met the same criteria.
Right, and theoretically, another team or two might have an opening.
Bingo.
But the reality is that you know for a fact right now, John Harbaugh is willing to come to New Jersey and meet with the Giants. So the caller said, I happen to agree with. You've gotten all the potential pratfalls out of the way, all right? Now, if you think Harbaugh's the guy, everybody does, then like you've said, he said, I've said, you don't let him leave without his name on a piece of paper. And I hate to say this because I do like Joe Shane. He's a nice guy. But if part of the deal has to be that he gets to bring Chad Alexander with him, the assistant general manager of the Chargers, who obviously knows Jim Harbaugh very, very well, and they vouch for each other, then I hate to say it because I don't want to be cavalier, you know, with Joe Shane, then the answer is yes, we will make that happen. And then you turn around and you do exactly what Joe Shane did to Saquon Barkley. For those of you that don't know all the intimate details of it, Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones were both at the facility and the clock was ticking down to when they had to make a decision. And you had Saquon in one room or his agents, and you had Danny and his guys, or just his guys, you get the point, in the other room. And that's when they decided, we're giving Daniel Jones the deal. Saquon's going to be a free agent. So you do, they've, Joe Shane has done that to
franchise
others.
Franchise tag him.
Yes, Joe Shane has done that to players. Unfortunately, it's the world
stop,
they live in.
Stop being kind. It's not unfortunate. Joe hit the bricks. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, your record is your record. The results are the results. This is a once-in-a-generation type coach that the Giants have an opportunity to bring in here and change the entire organization. You haven't warranted keeping your job. So
and
if that's what it takes to get him, I don't even say unfortunately. Sorry, Joe. Under different circumstances, it worked bringing you back. It no longer works.
Right. And do exactly what the Dolphins just did to Mike McDaniel.
Absolutely.
Turn your back on a guy you said was coming back.
Bingo.
But that's the way this game works. And that's how it works. So, and I'll tell you something else. If the Giants are getting the first crack at Harbaugh, it seems like they might, just based on having the Rooney Rule satisfied, then nobody else should be allowed to talk to him. Meaning, give us the number, tell us who you want the GM to be, and whatever that number is, and whatever the GM's name is, the answer from us is yes. We're not negotiating. We're not quibbling. You want the big corner office? I'll move Chris Mara out. No problem. What do you want without leaving here, without your name on a piece of paper?
It has to be the way.
And that's how it is. That's how I negotiated my deal with the fan. Same exact thing.
when they bring him in,
I want Big Mac.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, fine. You can have him.
Yeah,
that's how it went.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Just like that.
Right, and that's when you said, but his name can't be on the show.
That's the deal.
Oh, okay.
That's but I said it could be with Big Mac.
Oh, with right. Okay.
Carton show with Big Mac.
Right.
There you go.
Well, but I agree with you. If now that they've met the rules, the minute he comes into the building, you have to convince him to stay.
Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, if you're tired of dealing with neck pain, I am, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samwell Institute for Pain Management, Dr. Shaw, Dr. Coe, and Dr. Cedapara. They got offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston, New Jersey. And here's the best part. They focus on non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments, real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. Don't just take my word for it. Thousands of five-star reviews. Trust Samwell. Turn to Samwell Pain for relief. Go to SamwellPain.com. That's SamwellPain.com.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, ChefIQ.com. And this is my little opportunity usually to give you a little Yankee talk. Well, John Heyman is reporting that the Yankees are very interested now, or at least more interested, in Bo Bichette. And they're looking more intensely at him as the negotiations with Bellinger continue to stall. Don't buy it. Don't believe it. It's not happening. Volpe's the shortstop for forever. That Fan Focus was sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That, just out of curiosity, welcome back to the Carton Show, by the way. Do you think that clown Travis Kelce looks back on rocking the free Rashee Rice shirt that he wore with a handful of other Kansas City Chief players after today's allegations went public that Rashee Rice is being accused by the mother of his two children of physically assaulting her multiple times and being causing damage to the house with pictures and video to back up her claim? Do you think clowns like Travis Kelce now regret publicly demanding that Rashee Rice be taken off suspension after the road racing incident in which she almost killed people and had to write a $1 million check? You think they're embarrassed by the photograph wearing a shirt that says free four or no? Just out of curiosity.
I think they should consider it.
You think a little bit?
They should consider it.
A
little bit.
Like, did you happen
That's
to see this
story.
The stuff this gal put out there?
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah, I read the story.
Now, yeah, it's just allegations at this point. Mm-hmm. She also never said the name Rashee Rice, but it's obviously Rashee Rice. She talks about him without using his name because I think she was afraid of being sued for defamation, I suppose. But the scars and marks and black and blue marks on her body are hard to look at, right? And she came out and said that she's now going to speak up. She finally found the inner strength to kind of fight back. But it just dawned on me, when you look at Travis Kelce rocking the free four, you think he wants to apologize to anybody? You think he wants to oopsie doopsie? Can I get a do-over on that one? Or you think he's happy that he thought Rashee Rice shouldn't have been suspended and is a really good guy, good family man, I think was the phrase I heard people use.
Really?
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great dad.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm sure he would tell you he's waiting for all the facts to come out and everything to be. I would think that's probably his claim.
And then I'm not sure the right time to bring this story to you because I know everybody wants to talk about Harbaugh and all you Giant fans are all upset. Oh my God, the Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel. Now we're not going to get John Harbaugh. Like, the Dolphins is a better job. It's not. So slow your roll, Giant fans, and stop your bitching and moaning about the Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel. If the Giants' job was the best job, then it's the best job. And if you're concerned that Stephen Ross, who I like personally a great deal, has been one of the worst owners in football for the last 25 years, if you're concerned that he's going to outmaneuver the Giants for the coach you want, then, yo, pick up ping pong. I don't know what to tell you. But you should not be concerned about an incompetent organization outpacing you to get the coach you want. And quit your bitching about it. It's unbecoming.
Who's bitching
a Giant
about
fans.
It? Again,
all
this nonsense.
People.
No one's bitching about
you
it.
People.
We're acknowledging that that is a legitimate threat. I don't
Why,
care what you
though?
Say. Because
of state income taxes?
Yeah, because of whatever else. There's connection to the team.
What's the connection?
I just gave it. We've went
a
over
guy
it all
in
day.
San Diego?
Yeah, a general LA? Manager. The idea that he's had connections before. Like, there are people who believe
they're all connected.
Jim Harbaugh going to Michigan had something to do with Ross. Like, all of just the Harbaugh family. The state of Florida, the weather, the team, I have no idea.
Let me tell you a quick Jim Harbaugh story.
But there's enough smoke where there's fire.
There's no smoke at all in Miami.
All right.
The only smoke, the Stephen Ross connection to Jim Harbaugh is that Steve Ross is one of the biggest benefactors for Michigan.
Yeah.
We know that. The Steve Ross school business,
right?
He writes him a big check, a lot of checks, a lot of money, okay? What you don't remember, or maybe you didn't know it, it's all good. I'm not saying that to embarrass you, is that when Jim Harbaugh was still coaching at Michigan, there was one offseason when he said he wanted Michigan, through Stephen Ross, to give him unlimited use of Steve Ross's private jet. Okay? Steve Ross said, take a hike. You make enough money that if you want to fly private, you can afford to fly private. You're not flying on my jet. Now, if it's Michigan business, maybe a different story. But I'm not paying for you to fly your family to Hawaii. Sorry, not sorry. And for you guys to think that there's some crazy connection that would get John Harbaugh to Miami and totally disregard the fact that the NFL is incestuous, like any sports league is, there's a connection between every team and everybody. Period. Stop. So don't. I'm telling you this. I want to make you feel better.
Okay.
I want you not to worry. When you go home tonight and you put your beautiful kids to bed and give your wife a big wet kiss on the lips, honey, I'm back, and hopefully she's got dinner waiting for you like she should, and a drink waiting for you like she should, and your slippers waiting for you like she should, and your pipe waiting for you like she should, and that's all done.
Thanks for that Norman Rockwell.
I want you to sleep well tonight with this. Green Bay is a threat if they fire LaFleur. Buffalo is a threat if they fire McDermott. Philly's a threat if they fire Sirianni. The one team you ain't got to worry about are the Miami Dolphins.
I'm going to hold you to that.
He got it.
He is not going to Miami.
It's not even a possibility.
All right, we'll see what happens. But I'm just saying, look, you're basing this solely on football. I don't know if we can base it solely on football. That's all I'm saying. And when they make decisive moves like this, and enough people that I trust tell me that there is smoke to this fire, I'm just saying, no one's crying. I'm not saying the Giants are out. I'm not saying the Giants aren't a legitimate threat to go get him. I still believe if they bring him into the room, there's a chance he never leaves without signing the contract. I am still confident in the situation that the Giants present and their ability to sign Harbaugh. What I'm saying is...
You're scared.
I'm scared You're on the scared. Same level I will be scared if Buffalo loses. The same level, and they fire the
but
coach.
Miami's nowhere near the opportunity that the Bills would be with Josh Allen.
I agree.
They have a quarterback that can't play who's an $80 million cap hit.
That's exactly what Russell Wilson was for Denver 2 years later. They're the number one
seed. It's an anomaly. That's an anomaly.
Harbaugh believes he is the anomaly.
Harbaugh's not going to a place where he doesn't win right away. He's not.
Why?
Because his options to win. Yes, I do.
I don't know that.
I do. I know that.
Well, that's where me and you differ.
Okay.
I know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know, and I don't pretend to know what I know what I don't know.
Wow.
Right.
I got that.
That's it. So all I know is that they are clearing the decks make an effort to go get John Harbaugh.
Okay, stop right there for a second. Now, the Dolphins haven't said that, obviously. They can't say that, right?
Right.
Why do you say that so surely? That the reason they fired McDaniel, I'll give you another opportunity.
Because I can count to two.
No. Mike McDaniel has his exit meeting, end of season meeting, with Stephen Ross a couple nights ago, right? Or last night, whenever it was, right? And Mike McDaniel foobars that meeting. Stephen Ross has a lot of questions about why things went south for the Dolphins this particular year. And whatever answers Mike McDaniel gave him, they were unsatisfactory to the point that Stephen Ross left that meeting saying, I no longer believe that this is the guy to be the face of and run my franchise. Got nothing to do with John Harbaugh. It was an internal decision that Mike McDaniel was a stuttering fool at that dinner. And that's why he got fired. Why don't you accept that as a possibility? I'll tell you why.
I can accept it.
Because you're an insecure Giants fan.
I can accept it as a possibility. It's a nice fairy tale that this coach who they've known and worked with for the last three seasons, suddenly, after another disastrous year where the team fell apart, won a couple games late, they decided to keep him. And then suddenly, this one interaction changed their entire thought process.
It reinforced what they should have done.
At the same time, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens is now available, one of the best head coaches in the NFL, and now suddenly that's when they decide to do this.
It's just kooky
and
timing.
They just so happen to be interviewing a coordinator, or a GM candidate, rather, excuse me, who is connected to both the Harbaughs. I mean, I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
Just saying.
I will tell you this.
He brought one to Michigan, tried to hire one for the Dolphins previously, and now all of a sudden they decide to make this decision. All I'm saying is the Dolphins are a threat. That's it.
So sad.
I view them the same way I view the Buffalo Bills or the Eagles if they fire their head coach.
The mighty Giant fan has fallen here today, folks. And it's a sad state of affairs here in New York. that the once mighty New York Giant fan collectively has fallen apart. If he dies, he dies.
They're going to get home. I still feel confident.
You're comparing the Dolphins situation to the Bills and Eagles?
Yes.
The Dolphins have no talent. The Eagles do.
We don't
know. The Bills have Josh Allen.
We don't know how John Harbaugh views the jobs. We just don't know.
I can tell you how he views it. The Dolphins is a no job.
Listen, we're gonna have to come up with something because you need to pay. Something needs to happen if he is the Miami Dolphins head coach. Something
my undying loyalty and friendship. That's okay. All you get.
I feel like I have.
That's all you get. Here's Matt in Brick, New Jersey. Matt, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I wanted to actually go against you, but C-Mac is lost, bro.
Thank you.
I'm lost.
Martin, you're right. Thank C-Mac you. Is lost.
Okay.
You were so excited for Kevin Stefanski.
I wasn't that
and
excited.
5 minutes later, they fire John Harbaugh, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God.
That's when I got excited.
What are we doing here?
That's when I got excited. The Harbaugh. What? I was willing. I said Stefanski's a good hire, and I would hire him. He's the best
you
available.
You were so excited.
I was not that excited.
Said, yes, you were.
I was not.
Said, what would you do? Would you be happy if Harbaugh and everything? And then an hour later, Harbaugh gets fired, and then the plane ride that Stefanski took was out the window.
Yes. And that's literally what I said.
About it, but Carton's on it. You're
thank
off.
You, Matt. And by the way, you know what? When I went home, what we refer to Big Mac as after yesterday's show?
What's that?
He's like Veruca Salt. Mm-hmm. I want it now, Daddy. I want the golden egg now.
Yeah, that was two shows ago.
I want it now. You wanted the shiny object when it was called Stefanski.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I mean, I said that's a good hire.
You said he was your number one choice.
Yes.
And then along comes John Harbaugh with his olive oil skin.
And I've had him all over the world. No. Yeah. That's what happens, Craig.
Yeah.
I had a number one candidate.
Yeah.
A new candidate emerged.
Yep.
He became my number one candidate.
I want
a lot more.
Yeah.
And guess what? The Giants, I felt good, is the best situation. Suddenly, we were worried about Monday. Thursday also became a day that we had to worry.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
I'm still confident in the Giants' position
here.
Let me
ask you a quick question. Because you brought up the income tax thing. It's fine. It's a financial thing.
It is.
If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fired Todd Bowles, would you have viewed them as the same level of threat you're viewing the Dolphins?
As we're seeing the stories that reporters are saying that they already spoke and that he wants his own GM or some of the other things we've heard about the Bucs, I'm seeing reporters that I trust and I follow saying that the Bucs would be one of the teams would be a serious threat, then yes.
You would.
Yes, I would.
Got it.
Because and then you could talk about Baker Mayfield and you could talk about Evans and Godwin and all the different weapons
right.
they have and, you know, Bucky Irving. And you could make a football argument, too, for the Bucs. I'm just telling you, I'm not John Harbaugh. I'm not an NFL coach who's been doing the same job for 18, 19 years and is now free to do whatever he wants. And I don't know. I can't put myself in that man's position and say I'm only going to go somewhere where I'm competing for a Super Bowl next year. Maybe he's willing to take on a different situation for other things that are important in his life. I have no clue. I have no idea what money Ross is willing to give that the Giants wouldn't be willing to give. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be money. I don't
know.
And I don't think you go to a place where you've got a broken quarterback who's a bad cap hit. I just don't.
I hear you.
I could be wrong. Rarely am.
Would he have stayed in Baltimore? Because that's a pretty bad cap hit.
I think he's out of Baltimore because the Ravens decided we're backing Lamar Jackson over him.
Right.
I think that's the choice they made.
Yeah.
Because obviously, as Mark Schlereth even said yesterday to us, there's a disconnect. Those guys stop talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens eventually, right?
Right.
In some relationships. So the team said, we're going to take the guy that can make plays versus the guy that calls plays. I mean, that's what they did.
Or maybe they had an exit dinner and John Harbaugh stumbled all over himself so badly that they decided he can't be the leader of our franchise.
Certainly possible.
You have to at least.
Certainly possible.
I mean, you're just jumping to conclusions.
Dude, I think there's a chance Mike McDaniel got stoned before that dinner.
There's an excellent chance.
I think there's a chance that happened.
Before, during, and after the dinner.
I think there's a chance that Mike McDaniel hit the pipe before the dinner, was mumbling through his mashed potatoes.
I think there's a good
chance. And Steve Ross said no.
I think there's a good chance he was hitting the pipe during his interview that got him hired 3 years or 4 years ago.
Also a possibility.
Yeah.
He's so cool, though.
Yeah, he is.
Wearing his capri pants on the sideline, listening to Biggie Smalls. He's so hip and cool and with it. All the guys love him.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, not a single playoff win. Ugh. Vomit right in my mouth and swallow it.
I think the Giants are going to hire Harbaugh. I think the Dolphins are a legitimate threat.
Okay, look.
That's where we stand.
Live your life that way.
I'm going to live my life.
Nothing I can do about it.
Can't change me. Clearly. Many have tried.
What's the number? 888?
Yep.
808-1019.
That's it.
We're about 35 minutes away from Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, live in studio. So baseball fans, hang on to your hat for that one. And much more coming up after this.